Welcome to the God's Word portion of the worship from Daleville Christian Church. It is a new year and a new you. There are those who tire easily of that statement at the beginning of each year, but it is a new year, but it's not a new you because of a new year. It's a new you because of Jesus Christ. We have an affirmation of our faith, which we share each time we gather, this one from 2 Timothy in the first chapter. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. He has saved us and called us to a holy life. The reading of God's word for today is from the letter of the Apostle Paul to the churches in and around the city of Rome in the 12th chapter. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not have the same function, so in Christ we who are many from one body form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts, according to the grace given us. May the Lord add his blessing to this reading of his holy word. Today we talk about Daleville Christian Church, God, and the future. I've been thinking about the future of Daleville Christian Church. I've been thinking about the future of Daleville Christian Church without me as lead pastor. I'm very hopeful. I am hopeful and excited for the future of Daleville Christian Church without me. You might think that these statements sound strange, but I would refer you to last week's sermon. Our Lord Jesus states, the resurrected Jesus states in the book of Revelation, "Behold, I make all things new." That means you. That means me. That means Daleville Christian Church. I know that no Americans like the word change, but I also know that all Americans absolutely love the word new. And Daleville Christian Church has begun its search for a new lead pastor at Daleville Christian Church. What is part of my excitement is that the elders brought this up at our elders' meeting 10 days ago. Now, I hope I'm not getting ahead of myself, but in the February newsletter, I outline for you our first steps toward finding a new lead pastor at Daleville Christian Church. Some good friends have reminded me it is not my job to find you a new pastor. That is correct. It is not my job to do that. However, I want to help you, and I will help you to find a new lead pastor at Daleville Christian Church. I have reasons, I believe, that I should help you find a new lead pastor at Daleville Christian Church. I should help you because I have been the lead pastor at Daleville Christian Church for 38 years. You didn't plan on that. I didn't plan on that. But what that means is that only a very few of you have any idea about how to find a new lead pastor for Daleville Christian Church. For that reason, I have suggested that you want to ask some of the members of the daycare board to help find the next lead pastor. Why? The daycare board found two daycare directors. The daycare board found and hired Cindy Hale, our present daycare director. And Cindy Hale kept the Daleville Christian Church Daycare Center going through a worldwide pandemic. You realize that not all daycare centers in this country survived the pandemic. I looked it up. 16,000 daycare centers, licensed and unlicensed, in this country closed permanently. And some daycare centers, having survived the pandemic, could not continue after the worst of the pandemic was over. They got into a hole and they couldn't get out of it. And imagine, 16,000 daycares closed, all of those people needing to find employment again, and yet, like every other industry, daycare centers still can't find workers. We are short-staffed, and I have seen similar signs like ours on the streets of the county cities. Daycare is hiring, the signs say, just like our sign out front. But Daleville Christian Church Daycare is still in operation and serving working parents and working families. Praise the Lord. Still, we need more staff. But the Daleville Christian Church Daycare Board found and hired Cindy Hale. I would suggest that the daycare board is good at finding new leaders. We would do well to get their input on a new lead pastor. But I started this part of the message saying that very few of you have ever tried to hire a new lead pastor. So I want to help. The second reason I want to help you is that Daleville Christian Church became an independent Christian church in 2012. That means that the denomination machinery is not available to help us find a new pastor. That could be good news rather than a challenge, because without the denomination's machinery, we are open to many more people as candidates to be the new lead pastor at Daleville Christian Church. I was the lead pastor when we left the denomination, although I like to say that the denomination left us. The denomination was changing, and we didn't think it was the biblical thing to do. We stayed the course. We stuck to our Bibles. So I want to help you find the next lead pastor for Daleville Christian Church. And one way that I thought that I can help you find a new lead pastor is this: to include in these sermons an invitation to any pastors or qualified students who would be listening to apply to be the new lead pastor at Daleville Christian Church. I will include the following in the recordings we put online, both audio and video. Dear sir or madam, this is a job opportunity for any pastor or pastor in training at Daleville Christian Church. Daleville Christian Church in Daleville will retire its long-serving pastor in another year. Daleville Christian Church is an independent Christian church looking to find the next lead pastor of this small but forward-looking congregation. Eventually, it is intended that this position lead towards the full-time lead pastor position upon their present pastor's retiring. What is available now is an associate's position, full or part-time, for training in the life of Daleville Christian Church for the future of the congregation. Any interested listener should send a resume to Pastor Gary McManus, that's me, lead pastor, Daleville Pastor 1 at mac.com. As I explained in the newsletter in February, I sent that same notice to schools in Indiana. I should quickly add that I have no idea what kind of response, if any response at all, that we might receive. And I have no idea what kind of response, if any, we will get from advertising through the sermons themselves. We only know that the sermons on Daleville Christian Church's website reach a lot of people around the world. Now, I want to talk about the word crisis. We Americans do not use the word crisis properly. It's a Greek word. It's from the ancient Greek, krisis, from the word krino, to choose, to decide, to judge. And the word crisis is in the New Testament, or I should say the word krisis is in the New Testament. Jesus uses the word krisis, but we use the word differently than Jesus. We use crisis. When we use the word crisis, we usually mean a time of great disagreement, great confusion, or great suffering. As in the example, the country's leadership is in crisis. The country is in an economic crisis, or the country is in a financial crisis. Excuse me, that's how we use the word crisis, but that isn't how Jesus used the word. I don't know how much I need to teach about this, but the word krisis in the ancient Greek means judgment. A day of judgment is a day of krisis. The word crisis really means a time when a difficult or important decision must be made. The word crisis really means a time when a difficult or important decision must be made. A crisis is a critical point, a turning point, a crossroads. And Daleville Christian Church is entering a crisis, a time when decisions have to be made about a new lead pastor at Daleville Christian Church. The destruction that a tornado brings is a time of crisis, a time when decisions have to be made about the next steps for the future. Now, my point is not to claim that Daleville Christian Church is entering a season of crisis, although that would be the correct use of the word crisis. I want to say, and you want to say, we want to say, that the Bible knows all about people who have decisions to make. A day of judgment. A day of decision. A crisis as the Bible understands a crisis. We American Christians tend to turn to the Bible when we face a crisis of the usual definition we use when there's suffering, confusion, difficult disagreements. But our Lord is prepared to help us when we are not in a time of trouble. I could add here that our Lord Jesus even states that the end of all things will come on a day we do not expect. The circumstances of the day will be pretty normal. People will be at their jobs. Jesus said, because the Son of Man will come at an hour you do not expect. And two verses before that, Jesus states, two men will be in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one will be left. Even if those days will be like the days of Noah, there will be weddings and employment, people going to work and people going about their daily tasks. The Bible states clearly, even if we are not facing destruction or war or plague or armed enemies, our Lord is still available. We at Daleville Christian Church pray together when we hear the sirens go out, but we also pray before any sirens go out, and we pray long after the sirens are quiet. Jesus said, telling them a parable about their need to pray at all times and not lose heart. Luke chapter 18. The Apostle Paul was writing to the churches in and around Rome. The Apostle Paul had not yet visited those churches, but intended to. Still, they were churches made up of Jews and Gentiles, and they were having typical Jew and Gentile problems. The Apostle calls for everyone to exercise sober judgment, by which the apostle means not heated, not excited, not fretting, not frightened judgment, sober judgment, thoughtful judgment, considered judgment, a judgment that has considered the options. And I might also add prayerful, prayerful judgment. And that is why I'm preaching to you these verses from Romans 12 about a new lead pastor for Daleville Christian Church. It is up to you to be open to anyone who is sent to us, or I should say, be open to anyone we believe has been sent to us. And remember that Jesus' sending can take many forms, and Jesus' choices might surprise you. Jesus' choices for disciples surprised people. Jesus chose Paul, Saul of Tarsus, who by his own admission sought to destroy Jesus' church. Jesus chose Matthew as a disciple, Matthew a tax collector. And where did Jesus find Matthew? Jesus found Matthew at work collecting taxes for the hated Roman overlords. And Matthew stated in his own gospel that Matthew was at work for the Romans that day Jesus came. Matthew had not quit his job first, and then Jesus sought him out. That's what modern American Christians would expect and want. We would have told Jesus, "Oh, Jesus, you can't find disciples here at the tax office. What will people say? Why don't you find better disciples at the synagogue this Saturday? I know some guys who'd be great on our team." Let's confess that this is what we would say. I can confess I'm almost certain that's what I would have said to Jesus. And remember, Jesus never denied that Jesus hung out with tax collectors and sinners. Jesus never denied that. But heaven help the American pastor who takes yoga classes with lots of women, lots of young unmarried women, or people see the pastor go to the liquor store or to the bars. Now, this story I'm about to tell you has been around a long time, and I have shared it with you before, but now it has new meaning. A church was in need of a pastor, but was having trouble getting one. But not because pastors weren't applying. They were applying, but because the congregation always seemed to find fault with the pastors who applied. Most pastors were rejected when the people just read the resume. Some didn't have enough experience. Some of the applicants had too much experience. Some applicants, not enough education. Some had too much education. Some were too young. Some were too old. One day, one elder, who was getting pretty tired of this, decided to do something. So the next Sunday, he got up in the pulpit and announced he had another resume to share with the congregation. Most of them sat back, folded their arms, began to listen, ready to see what faults they could find with the new applicant. The elder began to read, and the resume went like this. "Dear church members, I am writing to apply for a position as your pastor. My experience is more along the lines of evangelist, but I believe I could fill your position adequately. I don't have what you would call a degree, but I have a lot of experience and I've studied diligently. But I have never stayed in one place very long. I've preached in churches, preached on streets, preached in jails. As a matter of fact, I've been thrown in jail several times and been involved in a few public riots. One of these riots was because of me. My preaching generally receives positive results, although a young man once fell asleep during one of my sermons and fell out of the window. I can be a little timid in person. I'm a prolific writer and have been said to be very bold in my pronouncements. Although I've had health issues, I'm praying to God for help with those, and these health concerns have not stopped me from accomplishing a great deal. Although I'm well regarded as an organizer, I am not a good record keeper and have even been known to forget the people that I baptized. And as you see, I'm honest to a fault. Thank you for considering my application." Most of the people looked up at the elder with smirks of condemnation, while others chuckled out loud. One man stood up from the congregation, still laughing, asked the elder, "Does this guy actually expect us to seriously consider him for our pastor? Just what's this fellow's name, anyway?" The elder replied that the letter was signed, "The Apostle Paul." You could have heard a pin drop in the church. So let us not pretend that we know already who Jesus will send to us and who Jesus will not send to us. You know what that's called, right? That's called prejudging, and that is the word for prejudice. The Apostle Paul did not call us to prejudice, but rather be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith which God has assigned him, having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. Remember part of the messages in Advent and Christmas this year? Joseph, husband of Mary, mother of Jesus. Joseph had a plan with regard to Mary and her pregnancy, her surprise pregnancy, Joseph had a righteous plan. Joseph was going to divorce Mary, but do it quietly. Joseph would not play the part of the outraged and wronged fiancé. Self-respecting single male Jews cannot marry pregnant women if they're not the father of the baby. That would be the advice of every rabbi in ancient Judea. But God sent an angel to say, "No, Joseph, don't go with your plan. Go with God's plan. Marry Mary. Be the stepfather to this child. This child is God's own child." And the Bible tells us that Joseph did what the angel instructed him to do. He married Mary and named the child Jesus. Let not Daleville Christian Church feel so sure who the next lead pastor of Daleville Christian Church should be. Let us try to be sure we know who the Lord is sending to be the next lead pastor of Daleville Christian Church. Let's go with God's choice. Judge with sober judgment. Sober judgment, full of prayer. Amen.